Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Kira Nowicki, and we have a full house again today. I'd like to introduce you to Sherry Weller, National Vice President with Arbonne International. Welcome back, Sherry.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely happy to have you. And Alyssa Flores, owner with CSQ Bio LLC. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thrilled to have you here. And last but not least, of course, Brittany Gaines, Senior Brand Director with the National Hair Loss Association.
Thank you for having me.
I'm thrilled. So Sherry and I have known each other for quite some time, and she's actually back again in the studio as a guest, so we can really talk a little bit about some of the new things she's up to now. And then Sherry, you were kind enough to say, I really need to get in front of Alyssa and Brittany. So thank you for those introductions. So let's start with Alyssa, because when you came in the studio, the first thing I said is you got to explain who you are and what you're up to, because it's all new to me. So CSQ Bio, kick us off. Tell us who you are and what you're up to.
We're a local distributor here in Arizona to a local manufacturer in the regenerative medicine space. So it's a pretty exciting time for that space, and we couldn't be happier than to be building a team to get the message out to our physicians.
And I said, what's regenerative medicine? Or regenerative, is that the word? Yeah.
Regenerative medicine.
Regenerative medicine. So
it's kind of a buzzword.
Yeah. So fill me in with that buzzword. What is that?
So there's different facets of regenerative medicine. As we talked about, there's PRP, there's prolotherapy, there's all sorts of different types out there. We have a product that's amniotic. So it's derived from a scheduled C-section placenta.
Wow.
So with long story short, just to bring it all together, we've developed a fluid and a membrane patch. So today, and when I say we, it's our manufacturer. So we, as a distributor, get to distribute these awesome products. We have three products on the shelf today. We have two fluids, and one is a cryo, one is an ambient, and then we have a membrane patch that's used in our wound care setting. So a lot of science behind that, and I can just speak briefly to that stuff, but it's, again, a real exciting time for us.
And your role, CSQ Bio's role is as distributor.
Yep.
Distributor, yeah.
It's to educate and get our doctors up to speed on what the product is. We're backed by a great manufacturing company that's science-based. They're innovative, and they're all about education. So we're not just a sales arm. We're more than that. We bring the education to the sales piece, which takes it a lot longer of a cycle. But we feel that all the education goes further with our doctors.
Let's talk about then the actual product. So who needs this? Like what? The question I had asked you prior to going on with the word amniotic is for me, obviously having had three kids, I think of when I saved. I don't think I saved. I did something to save
amniotic. Your placenta?
My placenta. Yeah. I don't remember what it is, but
umbilical cord.
My
too.
Umbilical cord. The
stem cells.
Stem cells. Right. So, but that was in. This has been years ago, I think 10 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, where it was for my kiddo. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about being able to utilize, go.
So there are, again, there's different facets of it. And you're talking cord blood. So our product, again, is an amniotic product. It's derived from the placenta. It's actually starts off as a stem cell and converted into a growth factor. And your question to me was, where is this used? Who's using it? Well, let's start off with the basics, the joints. So we have a lot of people with hip problems, shoulder problems, tennis elbow, plantar fasciitis, ankle issues. If we can work with these patients and the physicians to educate them so we can, number one, keep them out of surgery. As long as we don't have a bone-on-bone situation, there's something we can do to help rebuild cartilage.
Wow.
And regenerate tissue. These cells are so vibrant. They're 0 to 9 months old. We want to get them into the human body so that we can start to repair and get people back to quality of life.
I'm fascinated. And I have just this plethora of questions for you. So who do we need to help get you in front of business-wise? I mean, these are chiropractors, these are surgeons, doctors. Who is the best fit for you in order to educate them?
Well, and I call that our lowest hanging fruit.
Okay.
So the physicians that we really do well with this product, and I think it's going to go out to the masses, is we start off with our orthos, anything in orthopedic, our podiatry, pain management. we are faced here, especially in Arizona, with an opiate crisis.
Yes.
Our product can get people off of opiates and having quality of life again to where they're pain-free. So anyone who's dealing with the body in general, chiropractors are great. They can inject. But if you're a chiropractor and you want patient retention, added revenue, we can find someone to inject for your patients. So really, it's those top docs that we want to get in front of and start educating them so that they can help the masses.
Wow. Crazy. Are there seminars? Are there workshops? Like, let's say I have a practice mm-hmm. and I'm an ortho. How is it just a phone call? Is it a conversation? Are there workshops?
So typically we would do an in-service. And what that means is we'd come in and either speak to just the physician and or the physician's staff, because anyone that's sitting up at the front makes or breaks that office. So I feel like everyone needs to be educated. Mm-hmm. So we'll start off by doing that. Now, what we do that's different as a distributor is we aren't just a one and done sale. So I'm not going to Dr. P and saying, hey, you know, buy this product and we're done. We really, again, are about education, but we take it to another level in the way that we're marketing for our clients. No matter what client you are in the CSQ family, we want to help you to obtain new patients, keep the patients you have. We put seminars together. They can come out to the manufacturer and use our education room. So we're really more than just a sales arm.
An extension.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Sherry, how did you get involved with this? This is just fascinating to me.
Well, this is kind of a crazy story because, as you know, I've been with Arbonne for almost 13 years and very passionate about my business and health and wellness. And the thing about my business that has kept me for 13 years is the ability to change people's lives, you know, through healthy products and that type of thing. And I met Alyssa by chance at a networking event and had never heard of regenerative medicine either.
And I feel better now.
You know, didn't really know that it existed. And we went to coffee and it ended up being like an hour and a half, and she was sharing what she was doing. And I was blown away. And I'm like, I want to be a part of this somehow, you know, knowing that I'm very busy as it is. But I saw the impact that this can have on people's lives. And again, that goes back to my core values, helping other people and helping change lives and just knowing where this is going in the future. Oh my gosh, I was blown away and continue to be blown away. So I'm just so excited to partner with Alyssa and be part of, you know, this wave of regenerative medicine. And, you know, unlike us, pretty soon it's going to be a household name. And to be on the forefront of that is really exciting.
Yes, it is. We're happy to have Sherry. She's wonderful.
Yeah. And outside of Arizona, there are other where else is CSQ? You're also in...
So right now, currently, we are putting a lot of efforts not only into the Arizona market, the Texas market, and Southern California. Okay. Those are our two biggest markets we're focusing on right now. Not to say that we wouldn't have future products or future markets, but today that's our focus. So we have three products again. And to come will be seven more products that will blow these three products out of the water.
Wow. So connecting you with doctors, surgeons, but also distributors. Other people who want to, or are you building a team that way as
well?
You know,
I am. So in California, we're looking for foot soldiers, but I'm really looking for people that have sold in the medical space
before.
That's
what I was going to ask.
Yeah. So pharmaceutical reps.
Yes.
Reps that are selling, medical device. Because they have the training, they have the mindset, they know how to speak to the physicians, they get the physician lingo. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, yeah. Good to know. Wow. I'm excited to see where this goes and have a whole list of introductions for you as well. So Brittany, our hair loss expert,
yes.
Tell us how you fit into this and a little bit about the hair loss. It's the National Hair Loss Association.
National Hair Loss. So National Hair Loss offers a variety of integrative therapies and regenerative medicine. Stop hair loss and rejuvenate healthy, thicker hair. Our focus is really a holistic treatment. So we offer quality hair care, laser therapy, comprehensive hair analysis tests, PRP. And one of the newest, most recent treatments that we started offering was amniotic fluid to stop hair or to stimulate hair growth and stop hair loss.
Now I see the connection. Very good. And PRP, you've both mentioned that a couple of times.
So platelet-rich plasma is where we actually draw your own blood. So we're using your blood. We use a state-of-the-art centrifuge and we mix it. And what happens is that the red blood cells and the platelets are actually separating. From there, we take the platelets. And if you decide to, you can actually add amniotic to it to increase it and get maximum results. But from there, you can re-inject it into your follicles and rejuvenate follicles. So for some people who feel like maybe they have completely lost their hair, for us, we can go and take a microscope and actually look for follicles. And if the follicles are there, we can actually regenerate those and produce hair growth again.
Interesting.
Hence the name regeneration.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Right. So I have a friend with alopecia. Is that something that you guys focus on too?
Yeah. So alopecia is just the medical term for hair loss.
Oh, okay.
The common misconception was that is that when you think of alopecia, you think of somebody who either has no hair
right.
or areas of missing hair. But for us, alopecia is just anybody that's suffering from hair loss.
Good.
There's different types of hair loss, including genetic hair loss, things like alopecia areata, which is bald patches, alopecia totalis, which includes the hair all over your face, and alopecia universalis, which includes hair loss over your body. For genetic hair loss, it's because of a hormone called DHT, dihydrotestosterone. DHT basically takes your blood vessel and it clogs it up. So to give you an analogy, if that can help you guys, hair loss is kind of like a plant, right? So your hair, when it's thriving, it's healthy and everything, it looks great. But when your hair, your plant starts to lose its thrive, it's basically losing its food supply. What happens is that the leaves fall off, right? The branches mm-hmm. get bare and you think that, oh, great, it's gone. Let me get rid of that plant. But what happens is that there's a root underneath that and that root is still alive. So when you use PRP or you use amniotic fluid, you're getting down deep enough to regenerate that root and get hair to start growing again, even though you may think that it's gone.
That's a great metaphor or example.
Analogy.
Yeah, yeah. Analogy to really picture that. That's
perfect.
Yeah, it's ideal. So who do you serve as an organization?
We serve the community. We're serving men, women. Lately, we've actually been serving a lot of children. People experience hair loss for different various of reasons. And for us, it's trying to determine what is actually causing that hair loss. So somebody can come in and do a complimentary hair evaluation with us. And we sit down and we talk with them. We want to know what they've tried before, what they've had success with, what they haven't had success with. We talk about their medical history. One of the biggest things that we talk about is genetic hair loss. Your mother or your father can pass it down. Both of them can pass it down. In my case, I got genetic hair loss from both my mother and my father. So people don't think about those types of things. And with genetic hair loss, again, you have that hormone. So although PRP isn't quite getting rid of that hormone, it's helping combat that hair loss. So for us, we're able to help basically anybody who's experiencing any sort of hair loss. And again, like Alyssa said, some people, their PRP, they may not have good blood right now. Maybe they're older. Maybe they, different environmental factors, bad diet, smoking, different things can play a role in people's blood types. So using amniotic fluid and using people like CSQ can definitely help us help people get those results that they're looking for.
And I think the difference between the PRP, which I'm a fan of, I mean, all of it has a relevance and it all works. The difference, in my opinion, is you have a PRP and you're going to pull out the growth factors from the age of the person that you're pulling from. So if I'm pulling from a 42-year-old, I have 42-year-old growth factors. If you're going to use a fluid like ours, you're going to get 0 to 9 month old growth factors.
Fresh, new,
why wouldn't
vibrant.
You want to use that,
yeah.
right? So it's all about education, and PRP has been around for a long time. So I think they both work well in conjunction with each other. And I think that our product's superior to any product out there. So
absolutely. Brittany, this is a personal role for you. You had genetic hair loss. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because you've got this gorgeous full head of hair. So I'm left kind of curious how you got started with this group.
Yeah, actually, before we came out here, I was sharing some photos with Alyssa and Sherry. I've been experiencing hair loss for 5 years. I'm 30 now, so you can imagine being in my mid-20s going through hair loss was somewhat devastating. And it wasn't just a genetic hair loss. I had alopecia areata too. So that resulted in bald patches because of an autoimmune disorder. For whatever reason, my cells just decided to attack hair follicles, and that's what caused my hair to fall out. Trying to find a treatment for that was very hard. I mean, Dr. Google led me everywhere. And what it really came down to is looking at yourself as a science and knowing that you can regenerate through self-help, or through self-help and just eating right, having a healthy diet, treating yourself right. And so for me, when it came down to finding a treatment, one of the things that was important to me was finding something that was holistic, something where I could use my own cellular energy to rejuvenate my hair growth. I started off with laser therapy, which was able to stabilize my hair loss, but it didn't help me achieve the recovery part of it. Like my hair stopped, but it was still thin. I still had some areas that I was self-conscious in. So, I mean, I was 3 years on laser. My hair looked good, but it wasn't exactly where it needed to be. So I had the opportunity to try PRP. And then with the PRP, I was actually able to do amniotic fluid with the PRP. I've been working for hair loss for 4 years. I've seen people's results. I've done before and afters for over, say, at least 200 people. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything.
That's what you're here to do. So toot away, toot away.
But people ask, does it actually work? And it does. I showed both of them right here within 45 days. An area that I've been concerned about for years has started to close up. And it's one of those things that I think it's because we use this regenerative medicine to get down deep enough to the root and actually hit that problem there.
Awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
And the pictures are amazing.
Let me see if I can pull them up and show you real
quick. Yeah, not that our listeners get to see it, but okay, we'll include them on the summary when it's a podcast. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can see in this back area right here where my crown was open. It was sparse, so you could see a lot more scalp visibility. And that's after 45 days.
Unbelievable.
And I'm telling you, I've been using treatments for, I mean, over 5 years. And within that short amount of time, I was able to recover my hair and actually revive it.
It's fascinating.
Very much. And I've got a story too. My husband had had plantar fasciitis for, he was going on 7-8 months, had a PRP treatment. And, you know, again, using 52-year-old blood, I mean, he's healthy, but still it's 52 years old. He saw minimal results. I mean, it did get a little bit better, but he still had a lot of pain. And for anyone who's had plantar fasciitis, it's extremely, extremely painful. I mean, he was in a boot for a while. I mean, could barely walk and he's out and about a lot during the day. He had an amnion treatment and I mean, he's walking fine now, you know, within a matter of a week or so comparatively. So, I mean, it's been amazing.
Fascinating.
All of it's amazing.
It really is. Other stories around shoulders or any other stories that you could share?
We had a Vietnam vet that came in and he was a friend of a banker that I bank with and he wanted to explore the idea of our fluid. And so he came in, we talked. He was an actual jumper and a sniper. And so he was kind of banged up from being in the war and not walking to his full potential and kind of on every pain med you could think of. And just his quality of life wasn't where he wanted it to be. So after educating him, he decided to come in and get both of his knees injected, 1 cc per knee. Within maybe a few days, he was just jumping up and down. Quality of life was back. He was in the garage doing the things he loves to do. Now he's completely off of his meds today.
Wow. Yeah, let's circle back to that conversation because we have obviously this crisis when it comes to addiction to painkillers. And so many people are looking to just that surface fix,
right.
Numb the pain for me, you know, let me just get through it or what surgery, put me under a knife, whatever I'll do. And we're talking about a complete natural opportunity to shift that.
Absolutely. And you have to be serious about your health to sign up for something like this because it is not covered by insurance. So this is a cash pay product. And there are many physicians around the valley that will work with you on a, you know, payment plan situation. But I think that when you're in enough pain and you want to see a difference and you want your quality of life back, and we can actually regenerate and rebuild cartilage, not having to go into surgery, not having the downtime that you would have to take after a surgery, be able to play football with your kids, be able to run with your kids, I say, why not sign up for it? Everyone should be signing up for it.
Well, and back to Alyssa's point with the cost of healthcare, the cost of surgery, I mean, a cost of one injection will still be less than what your deductible is. And so again, if you can avoid the surgery, have that quality of life, you don't have to take off work. I mean, it's an injection. You don't even have to go under, you know, anesthesia or under the knife.
And it's a 15-minute appointment.
Is it really
It's
that
a
quick?
15 yeah. minute appointment, no cutting, just an injection. It works on everybody. You won't overdose, and we could all use a ton of it.
Why? Yeah. Why do we wait? And I say we as this general population, but why do we wait till we're sick and we're tired and we're really missing work and or we're missing out on the important things in our life before we realize I ought to start doing things differently?
I think it starts in your childhood.
It does.
I think mom and dad taught you how to react to pain, and that's what you know. So it's all about educating again, just getting out there and explaining this is this product. It's amazing. It's changing lives. And we want to tell everybody about it.
Well, I'm glad we're happy to help spread the word. What else can you tell us about what's next for you in 2018? How can we help get the word out? You're looking at making connections with practices and doctors and surgeons. Who else can we get you in front of?
So backing up just a little bit on the fluid, we started off with a cryo product. So it had to be cryo froze to be able to sustain. It couldn't be in room temperature if you're not going to use it. So you wanted to have it in the cryo. So it posed for a lot of different issues with physicians, because if you had a patient that canceled, you might have lost the product, because once you thaw it, can't use it.
Okay.
Well, you use it after it's thawed, but if it sits out and you can't refreeze it, is my point. So now we have an ambient product that has a shelf life of 1 year. So this allows the physician to be able to do some really great things in the event that he has a cancel or she has a cancellation. They can live with that. In the event that they have product on the shelf and inventory there, maybe a patient wasn't scheduled for the day, but they can knock two out now because they have that inventory. So that's the latest and the greatest of what's happened with the fluid. We have 7 products to come. And I can talk a little bit about one that's just right around the corner, tropal elastin. So we all have elasticity in our body, bones, skin. You know, when we start to age, the sagginess comes. By 12 years old, you're starting to lose that elasticity. We have the product that's going to be coming to the market in probably a year. And the manufacturer is the only manufacturer in the world to have the rights to that patent. So when you talk about excitement, these products that I've just speaking about fluid-wise and our membrane patch are awesome. But the products to come are going to blow all of this out of the water, from cardiovascular to skin, to regrowing skin patches, to regrowing bladders. The sky's going to be the limit. So it's a great time to get in with the company now. There's room for investors if that's something you want to invest in. We're looking for as many doctors that want to sign up with this. We will be advocates and partners to your practice and not just here to sell you a product.
Again, very important to have that combination of both.
And we didn't talk a whole lot about the patch. We spent a lot of time on the fluid. The patch is amazing as well, because again, that doesn't have to be cryopreserved, and that can be used for wounds. It's really big in the podiatry industry with diabetic ulcers and that type of thing. But it's amazing how, you know, the patch just goes on your skin and your skin just soaks it in. And
so it's like, it's a tacky feeling.
Yeah.
And it's probably as thin as my fingernail. And it's greatly used in the diabetic world for podiatry. So we're able to do some healing on those diabetic ulcers. So when you have diabetes, you're having a really tough time getting that wound to heal properly or even at all. So we're able to, we have some before and afters. We have some studies in, I don't know, 13 to 18 days of healing. So the wound side of it's giant for surgery.
Surgeries, scarring. I mean, the pictures are amazing.
And back to that amniotic fluid, does it have to be matched with the blood when we do the PRP? Is that what it's called?
No.
There doesn't have to be a match with either, right? I mean, if I'm a candidate and I need a patch for a wound, do I have to match something in particular, the science of it?
They just would use the patch on your wound. So that's one separate situation. And sometimes they'll take our fluid and on the border of that wound, they'll inject slightly around so that it starts to regenerate from the outside in, helping the healing time. People with keloid scarring, we have a gal in our office that has keloid scarring, scars terribly. And I'll show you a picture here in just a minute. I think her healing time was 16 days. Can't even tell it's there now. She had a Mohs procedure done. Yeah. So dermatology office removed a Mohs. And you know how they do that? They just kind of punch out that, whatever it is that they're removing for a mole or precancer cells. So they did that. And there's a little hole left there. So they just put in that membrane patch, again, injecting some of the fluid on the border. And it's like it didn't happen.
There's so many applications for it. That's what's so exciting. And I mean, there's, testing being done with, things that aren't even available here in the United States, but they're doing things in Europe that are amazing with the fluid. I mean, it's great for professional athletes or even weekend warriors that want to get back on the football field or back on the basketball court or, you know, just back to school, you know, because it's so quick as opposed to surgery.
And I'll tell you, you know, we didn't touch on these things and these are kind of off-label uses, but like the hair regeneration, regenerative part of it, where we're growing out hair follicles. The esthetician world, the aesthetics world, it's giant for that right now because they're using it on microneedling and taking our fluid product and adding it to the face as they are microneedling or directly right after. And we're getting amazing results. We also have someone locally who is using it to inject into the face. So underneath the eyes, taking away those lines.
Sexual health.
Sexual dysfunction.
Huge in
really
in sexual health right now.
You're stimulating, you're creating flow, you're getting everything to relive again.
Yeah.
Lighting up those cells, generating that tissue.
That's what I have a note right here and with asterisks by it, but this is what we would consider our fountain of youth for hair. Because what we're doing is that we're taking these cells, we're putting in an area that's literally about to die, follicles that are about to die. And within months, they've regenerated, they've revived, and they're growing full, healthy, thick, vibrant hair. So for people, and especially men that are like losing their receding hairlines, things like that, they don't want to go in and have a hair transplant. They want something that's quick and easy that nobody will know what would happen. This is a great, great idea, or excuse me, not a great idea, but a great product that CSQ has.
Thank you. Well, it is a great idea. It was somebody's idea, right? So you're right about that.
Yeah.
So we just thank the science. We have 3 PhDs, by the way, over at the manufacturer, and those guys work day and night to come up with different ways of using the product or the concept to get it out to the masses. So we're thankful for those guys over there.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see what's going to be happening in the future because, I mean, there's so many different applications now. And as we hear more things, I mean, it can be used for just about anything. And because it's holistic, I mean, that's why I fell in love with it. Obviously, with my background, I much prefer doing things naturally. And the fact that it's holistic and it can help so many people, that's what's exciting.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah. How can our listeners get a hold of each of you? So Brittany, let's start with you. How can our listeners get a hold of you for more information about national hair loss?
So we do offer complimentary hair evaluations. They can call us at 602-283-2355 or visit us online. You can also find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
And it's National Hair Loss. Is that what they're looking
for?
Perfect. Great to know. And how about you?
Well, if you're looking from a physician's perspective to get involved with our product, you'll just email me directly at alyssa@csqbio.com. So that's alyssa@csqbio.com. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Instagram and Facebook. And a great direct number would be 602-769-1017. I'd also like to add, if you're a patient and you don't know where to go for these injections, please feel free to reach out to me and we can place you with one of our physicians that are local to your area.
Perfect. And Sherry, how about you?
Great. Well, you could call me direct as well, 602-570-7980. Or you can reach out to me at sherry@csqbio.com.
Fantastic. Alyssa, when you get ready to launch those next several products, let's have you back in again to talk about them specifically. And I think this is going to be a really incredible industry and product to watch.
Absolutely.
And to be on the lookout for.
I would love that. And I would love to maybe even bring in the president of the manufacturer.
Absolutely.
He has passion. You know how old he is? He's 33.
What?
He's brilliant. He's passionate. And it's a sight unseen until you go there and tour.
Yes, I've been actually had the ability to tour the facility and it's beautiful. I mean, it's state of the art. When you walk in there, you can see the laboratory. It's clean. You can see the scientists working there. So when you talk about quality assurance and quality control, they have it right there in front of you and you're actually able to go there and see it firsthand.
Can I ask Brittany how this has shifted? What the work that you do? I mean, now you have this incredible additional product. How long have you been working with it and what's the feedback you're getting?
I mean, the feedback's incredible. For myself personally, like I said, I was struggling for hair loss for years in areas that I was concerned with closed up within months. There's a woman off the top of my head in particular. We have been working with her for over 8 years. My boss alone has been trying to help her. Hair transplants, laser, you name it. She's done everything. And she did the PRP with Amnio. And within weeks, her hair started to recover. And this, I mean, talking about restoring somebody's life, restoring somebody's confidence, all from restoring their hair.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Very much so.
An absolute game changer.
And we'd love to invite you to come visit too.
I am going to actually. As soon as Brittany said she'd been there, done that, I'm like, hey, I want to come check this out as well. Because really, again, and that's right here locally in Arizona.
It's right here locally over by the Deer Valley Airport. And it's a beautiful building. We'd love to have you and we'll tour.
Oh, I can't wait to continue to spread the word.
And we do offer a lot of free events for physicians to come learn about the product and how it's being applied and how you can actually add it into your practice as an additional stream of revenue.
So we actually have one coming up on February 13th. Dr. Sabrina Solt will be leading that. So if you're a physician that wants to learn more about regenerative medicine, our products, how they're applied, why they're applied, when they're applied, I would come out for that free 1 hour talk. Get a hold of Sherry or I. We'll get you all the detail on it. Again, 602-769-1017.
February 13th. That's a Monday, I think.
It's
A Tuesday. And I'm sorry, what time?
I believe it's from 6:30 to 7:30.
Okay. So we'll make sure we put it on the website
free,
as well.
Out.
Yes. Ladies, I'm just blown away and inspired by all the work that you're doing and getting the word out about, again, this natural alternative that makes sense to do first, right? Before all these other things that we have become so accustomed to. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.